You know, speaking in that regard, we really have to have a positive relationship with the mother, our own mother, no matter what the situation was in our own lives. And we know that, you know, in this time, in the Kali Yuga, growing up, especially in the West, has been very challenging for a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, and their relationship with their parents has been a challenging one, or a difficult one, or a negative one, and so sometimes, you know, how do we heal that? Mm-hmm. And it's important that we do heal that, because our relationship with our mother in particular is so important to our own spiritual development, mm-hmm. and our own connection with the Divine Mother herself. Mm-hmm. So coming to heal that is really important.
Yes. This is really, it's a beautiful bhakti topic. It's a beautiful societal topic. You know, it's a beautiful topic at the level of just individual human beings, personal. We all have relationships. And it's also, as spiritual people, as people seeking to know God through the five elements, and especially to understand the God mechanisms, which are all about the womb chakra and the Divine Mother. This topic is a key one at all those levels. It's a great one. Mother's Day, I don't know that it was that it existed before Hallmark cards. I don't know the history of Mother's Day, but I would guess that it's not more than that old. But we can say thank you, you know, to Hallmark cards for that. Because, I mean, it must come from something, you know, in earlier cultures and things, that recognition and celebrating of the women. But today on the planet, it's so upside down, the power, the value, the specialness, the blessing that is feminine energy, and all the qualities that feminine energy embodies that we're starving for, you know, compassion, cooperation, compromise, sacrifice, actually, on behalf of somebody. These are all qualities that women embody, and especially the mother energy. We'll talk about that as this satsang goes on. These are all things which are absolutely requisite for what we call enlightenment stages. We cannot have this distorted view or these big holes in our view about women and about mothers and about the woman's love and the woman's heart and the woman's caring nature, and then go forward up the path of enlightenment and say, okay, you know, we actually have to start here.
But in our own lives.
Yes.
And as we know, in the JC channels, you're not even eligible mm-hmm. to do that unless you have a woman's love. Unless that energy is flowing on you. And that's really important, because all of these channels are involved with Shakti. Mm. Shakti is the mother, the goddess energy. And if we can't recognize or feel that in some human way in our lives, then we cannot open up to the larger energy of the Shakti, of Mother Divine. So we have to start right where we are and recognize the value of that energy. And once we do, that energy just starts to really bless us in so many ways.